morning and welcome to Game Slackers on 101.5 UMFM.
Far slackers. No, I was trying to make a funny joke.
Oh yeah, because that's what we're talking about.
Indeed today, far. But we were far what?
Far.
Cries. Farsaw?
That's more than I could foresee.
Wow.
Farsee.
Oh, wow. But we're going to talk about Far Cry.
Yes, we are.
Specifically, the ones that we've played. So the ones that I've played is 3 and 4.
And I just got Primal.
Yeah. Which.
So the fifth installment.
Yeah, I guess technically Far Cry 5, but, you know, same Far Cry 5. It's not the greatest.
It's very different from 3 and 4.
Is it?
Because the premise of where it is.
I guess
and
so.
And when it takes place.
I guess so. So the Far Crys sort of have, I don't want to say like their backstories, but it's sort of like you go to a place and you basically just kind of shoot up the place, and usually the place is like having some trouble and you have to go infiltrate the place.
So, yeah.
Yeah, which, it, you know, that's sort of what happens. Like, you get accosted into a land for some, a land you don't really know, and you have to travel through it. And
you have to make discoveries of this land. You have to find resources in this land.
Yeah.
You have to go and help people and recruit them to your cause.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot, of, you get little places like the bad guy village, right, where you have to take over and sneak. Like, that was my favorite part in the Far Cry's, was every bad guy base, you know, you can do it really silent, or you can do it really loud. Like, especially in Far Cry 4, they gave you the chance to ride animals in Far Cry 4, specifically elephants.
Yeah,
so you could ride an elephant into a base if you wanted to, or just like send an elephant into the base. The animal stuff in Far Cry 4 was great because you could just throw, like, a hunk of meat into one of them. And then a tiger would show up. So that was a fun thing to use to your advantage.
Here you go, tiger. Go and kill my enemies
just throw it in there.
Which I guess I get a little bit of in Far Cry Primal. Mm-hmm. I haven't gotten so far.
So what's the setting of Far Cry Primal?
You are in, prehistoric
500
Europe.
Prehistoric
Europe.
Oh, okay.
Where you have 3 different tribes going on.
Is it just vague Europe, like Europe,
yeah, just
in quotations? Like, it's not like, this is specifically France or
no,
this is,
no, it's okay. Just general vague, prehistoric, mountainous, hilly Europe.
Mm-hmm.
So you have 3 tribes. You are a part of the Wendja tribe, and all of your fellow tribesmen are missing. So you have to go and rescue them from these people called the Udom, who have this habit of eating people.
Oh, okay.
And then you have to, Iliva?
Okay.
This is other, or Avila. They set fire to things.
Oh, okay. So that's where you learn the fire stuff from. Yeah.
Well, you have control of fire to begin with.
Oh,
but
okay.
They worship fire.
These are cavemen, right?
Yes, they are cavemen.
Yeah.
So you end up rescuing this girl from a saber-toothed tiger.
Here's a question. Yeah. Do they speak English?
They do not.
Okay,
they actually got a constructed language for this.
That's okay. That's cool, because I was thinking about that, and I'm like, if they spoke in like British-y accents.
No, they have 3 constructed languages.
That's cool.
Each peoples has their own language to work with.
Yeah.
But they have English subtitles.
Yeah. Yeah.
So because
you're like, I'm not really like, I want to play the game but not really learn the whole language. That's hard.
But they apparently tried to base it on Indo-European language, the predecessor of that.
Oh, okay.
So
that's really cool. Like, that's a genuinely really cool thing too.
It really is, if you are a bit of a language nerd, and
I feel a really big thing that
they could have just as easily been like, well, we will give these people a sophisticated British accent,
yeah,
and these people get a weird German accent,
or even like grunts, right? They could have just had grunts and subtitles.
Me, I'm hungry for elephant,
or just like, yeah, it could have been like, that's really cool.
It
I
is
think.
So you were trying to recruit all of your lost Wenja brothers back into your little tribe that you've taken over.
I see.
You're called the Beastmaster because you get to tame all.
That's a bad name because wasn't there like a several
There was
TV
a TV
shows?
Series, yeah, a book series, yeah. Movie series.
Funny. But a guy, like, I'm pretty sure it was the same deal. Like, right, he could tame beasts, right?
Yeah, so I have an owl so far.
Oh, wow.
Next on my list is apparently a wolf. I can do the saber-tooth tiger.
Yeah.
Apparently I can do the elephant. I can do the cave bear.
Yeah, that's... I personally saw a cool thing about Far Cry Primals, yeah, is that you get, like... I want to say pets because they help you out. But you do get to, like, interact with them, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you can kill them and harvest So they have what they call dholes, but they look more like African hunting dogs. So
Well, I guess you gotta.
Yeah.
Like, that was a thing in all the Far Cries, was sort of like, I want this bigger wallet. And they want me to kill, like, the specialist endangeredest manta ray. And so you go kill the manta ray to get your fancy wallet, and it's kind of like a hollow feeling. But you're like, but I also got my bigger wallet, so...
I don't have a wallet. I have a guts bag.
Oh.
They actually
call
it that.
That's funny. That's a good... Do they have a money system?
No.
Oh, okay.
Not as far as I have seen
Okay,
yet.
There is a money system in Far Cry, but it's like... kind of useful and kind of useless. Like, at a certain point, you just get enough stuff that you're rolling in stuff forever. Mm-hmm.
I just keep setting bonfires.
Yeah, well, that's a...
And you know what? This actually helps me because I get all my aggressive tendencies out. I get to start so many fires.
Yeah.
I get to see all the cute animals.
Wow.
And harvest animals.
Yeah, and they're cooked.
No, not necessarily.
Oh, okay.
There's no cooking system either. I'm just eating animals.
Oh, well, I meant as in the fire would cook it for you.
That would be the theory, but no.
No, okay.
No, I am enjoying it.
Well, I'm glad you're enjoying that. Like, because once again, we were talking, I do think the Far Cry games, like, there's nothing, like, deep about the Far Cry games. Like, I would say maybe Far Cry 3 and 4 have some really cool scenes that are sort of trippy. And
well, I had watched you playing Far Cry 4,
yeah.
And I was so confused by the drug trips.
Yes,
because that is a thing, an enhancement. You can go faster by tripping
out. Well, and there's a couple missions that you have to do, and, you know, it just makes your screen, like, many different colors. It kind of makes the controls a little bit harder. It's cool. I get it. I don't know how, on the whole, how fun it is to play, but, like, because there's other, like, parts of the game that are definitely more fun. But, like, Far Cry 3 has scenes that are also sort of hallucination kind of scenes.
Yeah.
And then in Far Cry 4, you also have this, I don't want to say it's a side quest because I think you kind of have to do them, but they're spiritual, mystical parts where you take on the persona of, like, an ancient hero. From because so Far Cry 4 takes place
in... Well, I am an ancient hero in mine.
Aw, that's true, I guess, yeah. But in Far Cry 4, it takes place in the Himalayas, I'm pretty sure. Like, in the mountains there. So it deals with Indian myth or Hindu mythology.
Uh-huh.
And so it's sort of like a mystical, magical part, like, where you take on this form and you are actually aided by, like, a giant white tiger. And it's really cool. And you fight sort of these demons and stuff. And so that was a part of the game that I thought was really cool.
Now, how true to the...
Oh, I doubt it's super not true. Yeah, I'm pretty sure this was mostly made up. But, you know, it's in that style, I'll say.
Now, Ubisoft is the ones that do this, and I think they try to maintain a degree of historical accuracy, just as a sort of a side note.
I want to say I don't know, like, because in Far Cry 3, they also have parts like this where you are fighting a quote-unquote supernatural, spiritual thing Yeah.
Yeah.
And it doesn't really, I think it's sort of supposed to be like manifestations of yourself sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like in the end, it's sort of teaching you more about yourself or whatever. I unfortunately don't think the Far Cry games are very deep. Like, I think they're sort of what they are.
And we're not going to get the comparison to Assassin's Creed, which has real historical figures.
Well, Assassin's Creed, I would also not say is deep. It has a really, really, really pretty cool story up for, like, the first, I'll say, three games. No, three. Well, not the first three games. Like, time span of 1 to 3. So that encompasses quite a few games in between. But, yeah, I would say neither. Like, they're both fun to play.
Yeah.
Like, they are enjoyable to play. Far Cry is, like, a game that I've spent a good, I don't know, 70 hours on because it's fun. Like, it's fun to sit in the grass and, like, stalk around and, like, get your arrow out and, like, shoot stuff. And it's fun. I enjoy attacking bases in Far Cry 3 a lot. Like,
I just can't seem to figure out how to put my weapons away. So I'm just running around, you know.
With your
with
fire?
Arrows and spears. Oh. And fire. Actually, you get to armatize fire.
Yeah. Well, I would assume, like, you know, there's a fire tribe, right?
Yeah.
So they probably teach you some cool tricks.
Well, you have to kidnap one of them in order to learn how to make.
See, teach you to learn cool tricks.
Yeah. But bombs.
Yeah. Yeah. Bombs.
But that's about all that you get out of that.
Oh,
apparently.
That interaction. Thanks. Thanks for helping.
Thanks for giving me
some bombs, I guess.
Prehistoric European.
Yeah. Prehistoric. Yeah. I do. Like, obviously, Far Cry is a little. It's obviously far-fetched, right? Like, but it's fun. Like,
yeah.
I'm not gonna take it seriously.
I just have to stop picking fights with bears. That's my problem, is I keep running into bears and thinking I can win.
Yeah, well, that's same thing in Far Cry 4. There's a lot of rhinos around, and they are very hard to kill because they charge at you.
Take this into real life consideration, people.
True, I know, yeah. Probably.
Rhinos and bears are not something to be messed with in real life, nor should they be messed with in video game life.
Even with a rocket launcher, like
even with a rocket launcher,
those rhinos can take a couple hits, and they're meaner than me. So yeah.
So I didn't play just Far Cry, by the way.
Oh, what'd you also play?
From one of our favorite companies that gave us such great hits, like Flow and Abzu. Well, no, it wasn't Abzu. It was Journey.
It was parts of Abzu.
Parts of Abzu.
Well, not technically not the game company, but a guy from it. But that's fine. Parts of Abzu. But that game company, and you played?
Flower. Yes. So while I was getting all my violent urges out with Far Cry,
mm-hmm.
I actually went and had a very zen-like...
A very chill time.
Yeah. With Flower.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
And you know what? I actually would recommend it, except for the fact that it is so very short.
Oh, yeah.
It's like half the time of Journey.
Journey is like,
not a long game.
No, but I would say you could spend a good 3 hours on Journey, like, if you didn't know what you were doing.
Okay, maybe it's not even that long, because I think I was at this for about an hour, hour and a half.
Okay, yeah.
So, the whole premise to Flower mm-hmm. is you are a petal, and you have to go and spread color throughout the world.
Oh, that's cute.
It is quite cute, actually. And you go to all these flowers, collect petals from them, and get bigger and faster and more
fancier.
Flowy. And
yeah.
And eventually, you start adding more color to the world. And you go through all these different weather. I would say it's more weather than environment.
Okay.
You start off sunny. It looks like... It actually reminded me of the old Microsoft background with, like, the green field and...
Oh, yeah, the blue sky.
That was the exact scenario I had to work with. I kept getting electrocuted later on, though, because you have to try and clear out all these electric areas. And you lose petals as you go along.
Oh,
so by the end, I was, like, down to 3 petals.
Oh. But did you win?
Of course I did.
Okay. Well, of course. Okay.
Of course I did.
Okay. Just had to make sure.
No, I lost at Flower.
Oh, I don't know. Hey, man, Flow was kind of hard. I was getting frustrated.
See, it was the predecessor to Journey, so it had some musical element to it, but not the same epic scope of the Journey soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
So every time you struck the flowers to activate them, you'd have chimes and music piping up and adding to the atmosphere, which was really nice.
That's cool.
But because it... I think my only complaint was that it was not as musically inclined as Journey, but that's not fair because it's a much older game.
Yeah, and it's different, right? Maybe different budget as well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so they had six levels altogether in this, and a seventh one that was with credits, which was quite nice that you activated all the credits of the people who helped with this game by hitting the flowers and the names would pop up.
Oh, yeah.
So if you wanted to see how what everybody did, you had to hit all the flowers.
Yeah. That actually reminds me of a game that I only have seen the trailer for, but I'm kind of interested in. You might be interested more, maybe more than me, but it's a little game called Everything. Well, I don't know how little it is, but have you heard of it?
I have not.
Everything.
Go on.
Everything game. So the trailer is really cool, and this is sort of what I gather from it, is that you can control, quote-unquote control. I'm using that quote-unquotes a lot today, but you can control creatures, but not only creatures, you can control plant life, you can go smaller, you can go to bug life, you can go to microscopic life.
Oh, wait, you know what? I do know which one you're talking about. I saw the trailer and...
And it's hilarious.
It is because they have no walking animations. Yeah. They just roll along.
Yeah, part of the charm of this game is that everything is sort of like very... I don't want to say like loosely animated, but it's like the...
That would be about accurate.
Yeah, I guess. But there is minimal walking animation and more of like... it just sort of flips around moving, which is it looks hilarious.
It like, really is. It looks like the game is half done. To me, it looked like the game was half done.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like if they are trying to put everything into this, you can see why.
Yeah. Like I think that was probably a smart choice in the end because there's a mechanic where you can sort of group up with the same things and move around in like a big pack, which also looks hilarious. So I would assume like that was just, it might also be just like the guy who made it. So he's David O'Reilly, and he's also, I think, either been nominated or he won an Academy Award for a short, animated movie.
I'm looking it up right now, actually, cause now I'm curious.
Yeah. So he sort of has a really interesting animation style and like just general visual style. So it's pretty, you can see it in the way that sort of the creatures look. I think you would be interested.
I am looking this up. He did one of my favorite episodes of Adventure Time.
Oh, yes. Yes.
He glitch also is a glitch.
Yes. He also has done an Adventure Time.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So. Like he's genuinely a very talented, animator, 3D modeler. I'm not 100% sure what exactly he does, but obviously now a video game.
He also did Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, some of the animated sequences in that from 2007.
Oh, yes. The robot, or also the robot in Her, I think.
Okay, well, that's just impressive.
The video game in Her.
The guide sequences. He didn't do anything with the robot. He did the... Yeah, when they were
the video game part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we'll say that.
Not fake Siri.
Yeah.
Anyways. But yeah, so it does genuinely look like an interesting game, like at the very least.
We'll pick it up, we'll check it out and see.
Yeah,
what
I think
all it is.
I think that one looked pretty funny.
Everything.
Yeah.
Which, you know, has everything in it.
Yeah, yeah. I have no idea what is in it or what isn't in it. Like, it is a little Katamari-esque, like I've seen.
I think that's where the absurdist humor that we're gonna enjoy comes in.
Yes, true, because I do love me some Katamari humor. I like I yell little Katamari things all the time because I think they're so funny. But yeah, I think there is, especially with the amount of stuff, like there's probably a lot of stuff in. So that could also be a reason why they kept the animations minimal, just so everything doesn't
overload.
Yeah. Like if you have everything.
Well, could you imagine how much power it would take to actually have a fully functioning everything game with full animations,
like perfectly rendered?
Yeah.
And stuff. Well, that's
you'd probably be trying to simulate the real world.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
And that's going too far. Even the real world glitches out now and again.
I know. The real world isn't as fun as something that looks like fun and polygonal. I like those better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, do you have any plans for future games? I think you're still on Breath of the Wild, aren't you?
I sure am. I am at a steady 25.9 maybe percent out of 100%.
You're one quarter of the way
I want to say that's probably impressive. Like, I think I have about 9 more shrines to go, which there's 120. So, that's I have been playing a lot of it.
I'm filling the void of having no Zelda by doing things like having the expansive exploratory games like Far Cry.
Yeah, Primal.
Primal.
Primal. I've actually been sort of looking at a game, and then didn't I keep on bringing this game up to people because I kind of want someone else to play it, not me, because I don't know. So the game Nier Automata. Remember,
yes, like you have told me before that I need to play this.
Yeah, well, or I would like someone to play it for me, but maybe not. Or maybe I'll just watch a playthrough. But I have been sort of reading up on the game, not so much the gameplay or how the game is played, but more of the story, because I used to play the Drakengard games a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So, and apparently Nier and Drakengard share the same universe, which seems absolutely bizarre to me. I have watched a video of someone explaining it, and it was very good, and it explains it.
Well, that's sort of like the Shin Megami Tensei stuff having the same universe as Persona.
Yeah,
maybe
but
not
that's,
quite as extreme, but
but Drakengard. So Drakengard versus Nier. Drakengard is like, back oldie time European. Dragons and knights and stuff.
So my jam.
And magic. Yeah. It is pretty fun. Like, I won't lie. It's Drakengard. The first one is pretty fun. The second one's pretty fun. I haven't played the third one, but they're fun. But boy, are they weird. Boy, are they weird. I'm just going to spoil one ending because I think it's really weird. I'm not going to spoil, like, the canon ending, but one of the endings is, like, something happens and then giant babies rain down from the sky. And this isn't a lie. This is one of the endings. I
think it's safe to say video games
are weird. Like, and this was Drakengard 2 is for the, or Drakengard is for the PlayStation. And so is Drakengard 2 or PlayStation 2, excuse me. Yeah. Yeah. PlayStation 2.
You're fact checked.
Yeah. I'm fact checked myself. But they're both for the PlayStation 2. So they're older games. The first Nier and then Nier Automata. I'm bad at saying that word. I'm sorry. But they're both for the, or Nier first one for the PlayStation 3. This one's for PlayStation 4 and other consoles. I know it's for Steam as well. But Nier.
If I have a few extra bucks, I'll get it, okay?
I would say wait, because it's maybe not exactly your cup of tea, because I'm very interested because it has sort of like sad robots is what I want to call the category. I really like
the sad robot
genre. And I love the sad robot genre. So it's super interesting to me.
The fact that we've made that a genre.
It's a genre. Sad robots. It's 100%. But it's very weird to me though, because Nier, if you've seen Nier Automata, yes, thank you. Then you'll see like it's like guns and shooting and robots and mech suits kind of, and robots fighting bigger robots. And then once again, Drakengard is you're a guy with a sword and you get to fly on a dragon.
And yet somehow they're in the same universe.
Yeah, there is some wacky stuff with that, which I won't spoil, because if you want to play.
That's another conversation, I think, for another day.
Yeah, Drakengard is an interesting game.
The sad robot variety.
No, not Drakengard. Drakengard's of the, like, it would be, I categorize as sad dragon people.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
I know. And you know what, that's kind of one of the funny ones, because they have pretty, like, it's obviously dubbed, there was a Japanese version originally, but it's pretty Britishy, it's pretty not the greatest Britishy also. Yeah, like that was that
sad
was
sad British dragons.
That was unfortunate. Yeah, sad mean. She's actually more mean, the dragon. There's she's the
sad mean dragon.
Sad mean genre. Dragon genre. Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
I'm gonna make a list of these genres that we keep making.
These wacky genres.
Well, that is what we have played for video games.
Yeah.
What's our view on Far Cry? Good.
I like it. I honestly think Far Cry games have a fun formula, which is run around, shoot stuff, shoot people.
Find cool locations.
Find the cool locations. In Far Cry 4, like, you can also get these little flying buggies that are really fun. Like, that, yeah. You know what? They're fun. Mm-hmm. I enjoy Mia. A good Far Cry.
If you don't like the violence of Far Cry, Flower is as far from violent as you can get.
True. Yeah, very, very chill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good stuff.
And yes, I will get Nier Automata.
Well, okay. You maybe look at it first, because I'll
look at Nier Automata, and then we will get back.
I'm not 100% on, like, how excited you'd be for it.
We'll discuss it.
Yeah, we'll discuss it later. Okay.
We'll see.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. You all have a good weekend.
Yeah. Stay cool, I guess. Or warm, whatever.
Jeez. Whatever the temperature's going to be. Yeah.
I hope it's nice, to be honest.
Regardless, keep slacking.
Bye.